Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you reaction to a victory for Derby. The Rams back to winning ways, brushed aside Port Vale by 3-0 at Pride Park Stadium this afternoon. A brace for Louis Sibley and Dwight Gale's first for the Rams. The difference, a good job that Derby won as well. The top five in League One all winning this afternoon. We'll bring you results and the table in full a little later. Plus reaction from the camp. We'll start with Sean, as we do as always. Derby, well worth it today?
They were. It was better than we've seen in previous games here at Pride Park. Felt like there was a little bit more control over the 90 minutes. There were times in that first half that we recognised, especially in the first 20, 25 minutes, just dropping balls over the back line of Port Vale was causing all sorts of problems, which is where Ward was getting his joy out wide and Barkay was making forward runs. And we scored some good goals. So at 1-0, we got ourselves in front. They got back into the game. We got the second just before half-time. That was a key point because we've seen in the past few weeks that when we've only held on to a 1-0, we can be a little bit more tentative, a little bit more kind of negative in our approach, and we've paid the price. So getting that second goal was huge, and then we pretty much sealed the game as soon as you get that third, and then obviously opportunities come, and there was a chance maybe to score more if we had a little bit more in the last 20 minutes, but substitution changes and all those things can disrupt the flow of the game. So it was a good 90 minutes. It's kind of more control than we've had of recent. We made Port Vale look a very average side.
Derby responding to back-to-back defeats with victory today. Here's the boss, Paul Warne.
Yeah, it's been a tough week. Back-to-back defeats, you know, everyone feels it. Everyone feels it at the training grounds. You want to put on a performance first and foremost, but it's about winning games, isn't it? So you've got to try and win games. And, you know, Cal Surprise, virtually everyone in the top six won today, because most of the teams do, and that's why they're in the top six. So we needed a win, and nice to get a clean sheet. And we obviously we needed it. There's no dispute in that. I thought we started the game really well. I was really pleased with, Ange obviously done me a promotional video for the lads to give them a boost about the journey this season. I honestly felt it had an effect on them. They watched it again before they came out, started the game really well. And then we just sort of came off it a little bit, and then it gives the opposition like a bit of confidence. They come into the game, and you know, I say all the time about bending don't break. We had a 10-minute spell where we were trying to think of a word which I like to use, but we weren't at our best. But fortunately, we did enough. We didn't break. But we did allow them back into the game. So to get that goal just before half time was a boost. At half time, I sort of told the lads I wasn't over the moon. I just thought that we'd just gone away from what got us success. And then second half, I thought we were a lot better. We should have scored more goals and managed to get people off the pitch. And if you play with a three, and obviously, you know, everyone has an opinion on different systems, how they work, the weaknesses. Every system has a weakness and a strength. The good thing is with a back three, if you have wing backs who are willing, you give yourself a right chance. And we're blessed here. Obviously, Kane didn't play today, but Wardy got man of the match, you know, was excellent. Sibs was the other wing back, scored two and didn't get man of the match. So, I mean, that's unlucky, that. But so a lot of success came from them. I thought the back three were pretty solid. And all in all, it was a good performance and a needed one. We needed to win with 10 games left. We need to keep ourselves in and around the hunt and, you know, give ourselves the best chance to finish the season with joy.
Take the man of the match pick up with Sean Barker if you're so inclined.
He loves giving it to a defender though, doesn't he? Shawnee. Oh, Shockey goes right back and not left back. That is, he shouldn't, that's a bias, that. That is not, I'll speak to him about that later. I mean, I thought Wardy was excellent, by the way. Let me just put that out there. But to score two and not get it, oh, that's harsh.
Let me ask you about your other goal scorer. How pleased were you to see Dwight Gale get off the mark?
Yeah, really pleased. I think he's scored in every league now, which is very impressive. It was a good ball in, and his movement's pretty clever. And, you know, as I've said all along, I think you're only ever as good as your number one and your number nine. And if your number nine can get a goal off a cross, then, you know, it takes the pressure off, and it was needed. And in fairness, I thought that the fans were brilliant first half, and we were having a sticky wicket. They started singing and that, and it gives the lads a boost. So I thank him for that. And like I said all along, if we're going to be successful, everyone can enjoy playing a part in it. So, but really pleased for Dwight. Looks a little bit sharper. And I just thought the second half we were better. Tom looked a lot better. We were getting in better positions. And I know Waggy stopped a certain goal from Birdie, so that was great. His big rear end, stop that. But generally, we possibly could have got more goals. And like obviously, Port Vale are fighting for their lives, and every single game is, you know, on the edge all the time. So it's great to win, and it's nice for Joe to keep a clean sheet.
You referenced it already. I think the top five all won today. Yeah. It's pretty frantic pace at the top.
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously had it as this club as well as I have, but when you're in the bottom five, a win is like amazing, because like hardly anyone wins in the bottom five. I mean, this is rocket science, what I'm telling you. But in the top six, everyone seems to win, and you just got to, you know, keep pulling results out. So every other manager that would be doing this conversation will go, what, they all won? Like, and it doesn't feel like a wasted day, more so for us and possibly Bolton. I know they won, because you lose back to back. You think, right, hang on a sec, we need to put a marker in, because before you know it, confidence is like sand through your fingers. It can go one way or the other. One minute you can be, you know, really high and thinking everything's perfect, and then the next minute you as a player or as a coach or everything, oh my god, where's the next win coming from? You do start catastrophizing, really. But like I said in many an interview, I thought we played well at Barnsley. I didn't think we were very good at home to Charlton. However, I don't think we deserve to lose either game, but I thought today we definitely edged it, and it's great to win, and it makes us feel good about ourselves coming into a free week, which will be great for the lads.
That's Derby boss Paul Warren, much happier man than we've seen him recently, understandably. His side did score at good times today. Sean, Louis Sablique, the first one after just 5 minutes, and it has been awarded to him despite the rather significant deflection off the defender, but he probably deserves it.
He does. It was great work down the right-hand side to get the ball in. It just goes past Gale, and he drops the Sibs on the edge of the box, and he does everything right. He could slash it. He could try and put too much pace on the shot, side foots it. I think it's heading to the far corner. There's a slight deflection from the first defender, a big one off the heels of the second, and Ripley couldn't keep it out. But that was the significance of the two wing-backs today. Right-hand side, ball's going forward runs, crosses in the box. The left-hand side joining into the box at the right times, arriving late. And of course, that was part of the third goal as well.
Which we'll get to. Second goal, Dwight Gale. Terrific header, similar to the James Collins one against Peterborough on New Year's Day. Again, comes down the right-hand side. But I guess these are the moments why he's been brought to the football club, for that sort of quality.
Yeah, and the understanding of where to be at the right times. I thought Dwight was good today. I thought he worked tirelessly out of possession and found little positions on the pitch and made it difficult for the centre-halves, and it was a wonderful finish. Started off once again with Ward on that right side, dropped the ball in for Barkhazen to make those forward runs, which in the first 20-25 minutes caused havoc, and we recognised that, and we were on the front foot and were causing Port Vale problems, just probably didn't do it consistently up until half time. But it was a good setback for Adams, and he put in a good ball, and Dwight Gale just recognised the pace of the cross. It was about getting his body shape right, watching the ball until the final moment, and finding that the near post finish. So brilliant goal to score, and a wonderful time as well.
Port Vale had a great chance almost first minute of the second half. Ben Garrity had their best two chances, didn't take either of them, and then another for Louis Sibley to really seal it midway through the second half.
Yeah, we had a sign straight after half time that the game hasn't quite been put to bed, and we did well after those 5 minutes because we recognised that. We started to be on the front foot again. We started to drop the ball in behind. We started to press that little bit more and gain control of the game. And the third goal just sealed it. And you knew at that point it was going to be a comfortable game from there on in. Again, it was down the right side. Ward finding a little bit of space, a little bit fortunate to get the ball back. But the touch from Sibley and the finish was outstanding. And you heard Paul there talking about the play of the match. Sibs could have quite easily got it, and in terms of the two goals, most people would. I just thought Ward was the best player on the pitch. I thought he started it in the first half. His details of the little balls in behind at times just to relieve pressure or allow forward runners to get on it was enough, and obviously he picked up a couple of assists. So those wide areas were key, and both were outstanding.
Regardless of the opposition today, how important was it that Derby, having gone 1-0 up, got through that patch of 15-20 minutes where Port Vale were on top? Yes, they didn't force any saves from Joe Wildsmith, but given what we'd seen from Derby in the previous two games, which is go in front and then concede the lead and then go on to lose, they managed to change the script today.
They did, and there's two ways you can look at that. I think it's hard, probably if you're the manager and staff, to not look at it slightly negatively and say, well, why did that situation occur? Why did we not keep doing the things that were causing Port Vale problems? Why did we not keep our foot on the gas? But alternatively, you flip it the other way. We didn't ask Joe to make a save, so we defended the box well enough at times. The clearances weren't great, but when it came back into the six-yard area, there was players in the right position to make vital interceptions. So in one way, it was really, really positive, and we didn't concede, and you get the second just before half-time, and you have control. In another way, maybe on another day with a better opposition, you might have suffered a conceding a goal, and then the game flips again. So there's definitely bits to take from it and learn from in terms of things we could have done better. But there'll be lots of things for them to reflect on and say we did that well, and we rode out that 10-15 minute period where we were under a bit of pressure.
So 3 goals, 3 points and a clean sheet for Derby this afternoon. Let's hear from one of the back three, Sonny Bradley.
Yeah, you just summed it up pretty nicely, to be honest. Anytime you get a clean sheet, score 3 goals, you're going to be happy. We've kept it short and sweet. No disrespect to them, but this is a game we expected to win. If you look at sort of how well we've been doing, all right, maybe not the last 2 games, but and you put their form in there as well, it's a game we came into expecting to win, and we did it today, and I think it was pretty convincing.
How important was it after the last 2 results that you went out there and did that today?
Yeah, of course. Look, it's back-to-back defeats before this, and that stings. You know, the Barnsley game really hurt us, if I'm honest. The manner of the second goal, and then the Charlton, the goals as well. A couple of our own mistakes. So yeah, we've had a pretty difficult week leading into this with what's happened. But we've got mature players. You know, we're old enough, we're big enough. We've been in these positions before, where we've been in seasons where it's ups and downs, and to get to our eventual goal, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road. We spoke about that and we expected it. All right, we don't want it, but sometimes that happens, and it's about how we react, taking each game as it comes. And like I said, I think today was a real professional performance, and I'm more happy with the clean sheet than anything, obviously.
Goals at good times today. How important was Dwight Gales in particular just before half time?
Yeah, it's a killer. It's an absolute killer, especially for the opposition. I feel like we started the game really well. We had probably a 20-minute spell where we allowed them to get on top, and if they was going to score today, I felt like it maybe would have been from a long throw or a corner, free kick. But in that 20 minutes, it was important that we defended really well, which we did. A lot of first contacts, picking up second ball, defending our box well. And like you said, Dwight's goal puts a real negative spin in their eyes, if you ask me, going into the half-time break. And we've come out, Sibs have scored, you know, the third, and that's pretty, I don't know what minute it was, but after that it felt like pretty much game done.
How important was the second goal for you guys? Because we've seen you last couple of games take the lead and not hang on, and it seemed as though that settled you right down.
Yeah, I feel like there was a calming feeling out there today. I know it's easy to say when we went 2-0 and we came out second half, but sometimes I feel like fans get a little bit impatient and they want us to go forward straight away. But sometimes, for me especially, it's about, you know, the game plan today was sort of for me to put my foot on the ball, wait for a press in front of me, and then sort of find our spare man. I feel like today it was a pretty, you know, basic pattern of play for us today, with me going out to Cash or Nels, and then if they found the wing backs quick, which they did, it opens up the full game. And you know, I'm saying that, and there was a lot of nice play, but the ball down the side today, the ball into the channel was really effective, especially with, you know, Barks, Natty and Dwight up front. And yeah, that allowed us to get a grip of the game and to go on and win it.
Top 5 all won today, including you. Do you get the feeling this is going to go right to the wire?
Yeah, probably. I think everyone, between probably 5 of us, I don't think there's too much in it, if I'm honest. It's probably about, I know it sounds obvious, but about who puts a run together now. I'm not sure how many games we're going to need to win. Might need to win 8, might need to win 9, who knows. But we'll do our best. We'll put as many points on the board, and if we get there, we get there.
That's Derby defender Sonny Bradley. The top 5 did indeed all win today. Bolton getting a goal in each half to get the better of Cambridge. Peterborough beating Exeter at London Road. Portsmouth the leaders, holding on to beat Oxford 2-1. And Barnsley winning a bit of a crazy one, 4-2 at Wickham in the end. Wickham had a man sent off there. Table then, as you were, in terms of the top 5, Portsmouth with a 7-point lead over Derby. and Bolton. Barnsley three further back, but they have the games in hand. Peterborough a little further off the pace. Stevenage didn't win today, but increased the gap between them and Oxford in seventh. Blackpool, the other winners, in the top nine this afternoon. At the bottom, the gap gets wider for Port Vale. It's up to 6 points from safety now for them. Cheltenham got a result today, closing the gap slightly to Shrewsbury. Not quite as tight as at the bottom as it is at the top. And that's just about all from us for now. If you want more, it's on the website for you, dcfc.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find the programme as a podcast as well. Search for the official Derby County podcast wherever you get your podcasts. From me, Barks, and the rest of the team, goodbye for now.